This is my interview with Billy Maguire. And welcome to Out of the Bag. This is Sean Maguire live on Healing Oracle Radio and People's Internet Radio. And this is, in fact, a pre-recorded interview. It is 25th of the 5th, 2020. And it will be going out on my show on Wednesday, the 27th. And I'm honoured and privileged to have back onto the show the President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, Billy Maguire. Welcome back to Out of the Bag, Billy.
Thank you very much, Sean. And I'd like to say hello to your listeners. You know, it's great to be able to speak to them.
Yeah.
And Sean, there's one thing I would like to say. I would like to sympathise with you and your family on the loss of your father. You know, it's always very sad when you lose a loved one like that. And you have our deepest sympathies of the IRB and that.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Billy. It's appreciated. I do appreciate that. Thank you. So I had a chat to John from he's a secretary, is he, of the IRB?
He is, yes.
He is,
John,
yeah.
Secretary.
That's it.
Honorary, I must say.
Okay.
We don't have any money, unfortunately, but there you are. And a great secretary. I mean, only for John and he, you know, the dedication and the work he puts. Just well, as we do is to give the information to the people.
Yes.
And we're accountable to the people. You know, I'm always talking about, and we'll talk about that later on. But I do think we always start with, you know, the rights and welfare of the sovereign Irish people, and that's what it's about. And reading the proclamation, and you read it so well, and your diction is wonderful, and your clarity of the proclamation. And people don't read it, and they don't know what to talk. It's crucial in these days. Everybody's talking about sovereignty. We have it. There's anything about it. But it would be great if you could see yourself to reading the proclamation. I know how well you read it.
Well, I hope I read it as well as I usually do.
You do.
I will do that. Okay, let me just get the proclamation there and I will read it because the Irish people need to hear it, I think.
They do.
Yes.
That's what all that the Irish volunteers give their lives for and the IRBs. But that's sovereign. To our sovereignty and to put that up and our proclamation, our sovereign constitution, our declaration of independence, our address to the free nations, you know, and all those documents and our sovereign seals and harps. That's what's crucial for us.
Right.
And we should keep honouring that and we should respect it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We should. So, OK, I'll read it out. It's the Poblacht na hÉireann, the provisional government of the Irish Republic to the people of Ireland. Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. Having organised and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organisation, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organisations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army, having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment, and supported by her exiled children in America and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in the first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory. We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms, standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world. We hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign, independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations. The Irish Republic is entitled to and hereby claims the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities to all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts. cherishing all the children of the nation equally, and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government which have divided a minority from the majority in the past. Until our arms have brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government, representative of the whole people of Ireland and elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the provisional government hereby constituted will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonour it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valour and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it is called. Signed, on behalf of the Provisional Government, Thomas J. Clarke, Sean McDermida, Thomas McDonough, P.H. Pierce, Eamon Cant, James Connolly, and Joseph Plunkett.
Well, I must congratulate you on that, Sean. It's, you really do read. It's a credit to you, and people, especially young people, should listen to you reading that with the respect and dignity you have, and you have for all those Irish volunteers went out and gave their lives, you know, to achieve our sovereignty and to resist the nation for the people.
Well, thank you, Billy.
I'll read the Sovereign Constitution, which is the follow-on to that. As yes. You know, my family used to rent Vaughan's Hotel from Mrs. Vaughan for the Irish and Fenian Republican Brother, Cumannamon, the Fianna, Nina Hearn, and all those. And then when Britain declared the 1918-32 county election, we bought Vaughan's Hotel. And we donated a very considerable sum for that. And as you know, the IRB won that election on the 28th of December by 73 seats to 105 seats. And that's the mandate we have today. And that's what we've always kept, that mandate. And it's crucial that when... if you read that, which you've just read, the proclamation, you'll see we only had a provisional government in 1916. When Pierce read that from the GPO, we had to have that sovereign government, and that's why we bought Vaughan's Hotel. And that's why it's so important. We wouldn't have our sovereignty without that.
No.
And the sovereign constitution is very important. There's five constitutions in the state, but there's only one sovereign one, and that's the only, by the will and wish of all the people of the 1918-32 county election. That's where we bought Vaughan's Hotel for. Mm. And the Constitution, and it's on the reading, Vaughan's Hotel, the Republic of Era, IRB. To thee, most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we the people of Ireland dedicate our Constitution and beg the guidance of the Holy Spirit that it may, in consonance with thy divine will, and contribute to the greater glory. Amen. This constitution shall be the constitution of the Republic of Ireland, proclaimed in arms on Easter Monday, April the 24th, 1916, and established by the will of the people of Ireland on January the 21st, 1919. That's when it was on the 21st of January, as you know, in the Mansion House. Dáil Éireann never sat in Leinster House. Dáil Éireann only sat in the Mansion House, and was ratified by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government of the Sovereign Republic of Éire and by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Courts, and ratified the War of Independence as a defence force. And all those that were in that Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government took an oath of allegiance to the state, and they gave their oath and to be responsible and accountable to the sovereign Irish people, the Irish citizens, and that's what it was about. And it's a sad thing to say today that the politicians, the civil servants, and the judges don't take an oath of allegiance. They only take a declaration, and a declaration is nothing. That declaration is only that they get their salaries, their pensions, and their expenses.
Yeah.
That's what allows them to, in the free state. That is an absolute scandal and an absolute disgrace, and it's the biggest fraud and scam that's ever been portrayed on the Irish people,
yes.
and they should stop it at once. And I'll continue the next part of this. As I've just said, I established on the 21st of January 1919. We still do that. You go to the Mansion House with a lot of other people, and we still contribute to the sovereign Dáilíre government.
Yes.
The sovereignty in Article 1, the sovereignty of the nation, is inalienable. It is therefore not within the competence of any generation of people to surrender the sovereignty which each generation holds in trust for the nation. The question of surrender of national independence may not be submitted to the electorate. And as you know, that's what I do. I'm the anointed heir, and all I do is hold that sovereignty in trust for the nation, the sovereign Republic of Éire, the sovereign Dáilíre government, the sovereign Dáilíre courts, and the sovereign Irish people to be accountable to our sovereign citizens. That's Article 1. Subject to the fundamental principle, it is hereby declared that all authority in Ireland, legislative, executive, and judicial, and all powers of government are derived solely under God from the people of Ireland. These powers are inherent in, in the people alone by virtue of their sovereignty. They must be exercised in accordance with the principles of liberty, equality, and justice for all. Any legislation not in accordance with these principles is here declared to be null and void. Very important. And then I'll only quote one more, and that's Article 10. And Article 10 says, the land of Ireland belongs to the citizens of Ireland and to them alone. And I mean, it is scandalous what's going on. And the Free States, they don't recognise the Sovereign Republic of Éire. They don't recognise the Irish and Fenian Republican Brotherhood, you know, who founded and funded the state. They don't recognise Vaughan's Hotel. They keep it as a derelict building. And I mean, it is shocking to think that they bring in vulture funds in here as selling off the assets illegally and fraudulently and unlawfully.
Yes.
Because you have to have a licence to trade in the Sovereign Republic of Éire, and none of them have a licence. A licence is 12 strings of the harp, the sovereign seal with Éire underneath it, and they cannot use that because they're under the Crown of England. And as you know, on the 6th of December, if we stay there, the 21st of January, Michael Collins, just to give one example, he was Minister for Finance. On the 6th of December 1921, he was only Provisional Minister. He went down with the Free State, and they bought the lease from the Royal Dublin Society of Leinster House. It's IRB Sinn Féin that got that mandate to found and fund the state. And that's very important that people should understand that. The Free State is under the Crown of England. And I'll read why on the 6th of December, which is worthwhile, and something on the website if you want to read it. Articles of Agreement as signed on the 6th of December 1921. Now, we were a sovereign Dáilíre government, sovereign Dáilíre courts. You know, all the people were sovereign, all 32 counties, the largest territory in Europe,
yes.
right to America. And the reason we can go to the shores of America is that Ireland, Scots, Irish, and brought sovereignty to America. Including the Viking people, they're included in that.
Mm.
And our border is down the Irish Sea with Britain. And as you know, I wrote to Boris Johnson over that, and he put the border back down the Irish Sea as was on the 21st of January 1919. And we had a sovereign government, the largest territory in Europe, the wealthiest territory in Europe, and the poorest people in Ireland, in the world.
Yes.
That is not on. And that shouldn't be allowed. And the reason you are, articles of agreement are signed on the 6th of December 1921, considering that on the 21st of January 1919, our sovereign, everything was in place and all those institutions were up and working. They were all paid for and all that money was collected worldwide by Friends of Irish Freedom. And if you look, Article 1, of Articles of Agreement assigned on the 6th of December 1921, of course they were never signed.
Mm.
Ireland shall have the same constitutional status in the community of nations known as the British Empire, as the Dominion of Canada, the Commonwealth of Australia, the Dominion of New Zealand, and the Union of South Africa, with a Parliament having powers to make laws for peace, order, and good government of Ireland, and an executive responsible to that Parliament, and shall be styled and known as the Irish Free State. There it is, black and white for you. We don't have our sovereign government. We have it, but we're not allowed to practice it. Now, and if any other country...
Billy, you come on the show and say this, and I hear it, and I've heard it for a fair few years. What do we do to reinstate our position? You know, there are five constitutions. Four of them I don't recognise. I only recognise one of them. But the people are brainwashed and lied to.
Sean, they should tell the truth to the people.
Yes,
they're lying to the people, and they're dishonest with. And as our president, he's dishonest with the people. He is not president of Ireland. He's president of the Royal Oireachtas. I've read it out there.
Yes.
And you know what all this is for? Article 5. Article 5 of that. Mm. The Irish Free State shall assume liability for the service of the public debt of the United Kingdom as existing at that date, hereof and towards the payment of war pensions as existing at that date in such proportions as may be fair and equitable, having regard to any just claims on the part of Ireland by way of sell-off or counterclaim, the amount of such sums being determined in default of agreement by arbitration of one or more independent persons being citizens of the British Empire. We have nothing whatsoever to do with Britain and its war debts or its war pensions. And why are they put down on us? The sovereign Dáilíne government, which you read out and I just read out, has no debt and owes no money.
Yeah.
And why should we be paying off everybody else's war debts and war pensions? Our people are broke. You know, absolutely scandalous.
And it's happening more up to date as well. I mean, the big bank bailout, Ireland was the country that basically paid something like over 40% of the global banking debt. So we again...
And you see, yeah, I'll tell you why. The Free State, that's what it is. I've read out the Free State government of the 6th of December 1921 was imposed by King George V and his heirs to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. And the Free State, they go out and get a mandate from you to pay those war debts and war pensions. When we have a sovereign Dáilíne government, by the will and wish of all the people of the 32 counties, recognised in the world as the Sovereign Republic of Éire, the sovereign Dáilíne courts, the largest territory in Europe, with a tricolour flag and a sovereign seal, 12 strings with Éire underneath it, and the proclamation, the sovereign constitution, declaration of independence and address to the free nations, and can take its place in any part of the world.
Yeah. Are you still there, Billy? Hello, Billy? Looks like we're not getting... There was a problem with the network. Connection lost. Okay, I'm going to have to try and ring Billy back, which I will do. End call. So we've sorted out our technical difficulties and we're back. And I won't waste any time on welcoming Billy Maguire back to the show. Sorry about those difficulties. Someone's obviously not wanting us to talk to each other, Billy.
That's exactly. I think, sure, I can't even ring you. And I tried to ring you several times there. But anyway, look, we get over all these things. The point is, I must thank John and others. On Easter Monday, you know, that's our big day, as we read out that, you know, at the GPO, fierce reading that proclamation that you read so beautifully. And John, when he went down, as you know, nobody was allowed near the GPO. But it's a very important day, our sovereignty, and, you know, when we got our independence and that, you know, that was the start of it. And John went up to the, he'll tell you more about it than I can. And John went up to the sergeant in charge and he told him who he was, the IRB, and he was secretary of the IRB and the others, and they wanted to lay a wreath at the GPO, as we always have done. The read for the GPO is 12 Easter lilies, by the way.
Lovely.
And the Easter lily is green, white and orange. And that's why it's the lily of the Nile, and it's important. But anyway, John, he spoke to them, and of course there was nobody allowed near the GPO. And I must thank the guard of Shikona. They stood aside and allowed John and others in with our tricolour flag to read our proclamation and to lay the reed at the GPO. That was a great... And then when they came out, the guards went back on duty again and did it. I mean, that is the one. They respected... Their first day, the Garda Síochána, they come from Irish Volunteers. Mm-hmm. And their first day was on the 21st of January 1919 in the Mansion House in Dublin. And, you know, it's very respectful. And, you know, the Garda Síochána, you look at the buttons on the uniform, the Defence Force, 8 strings, IV, Irish Volunteers, they're the Defence Forces. But the Garda Síochána are 7 strings, IV, Irish Volunteers. And, you know, it's so important that we know where our sovereignty is going to be. Everything, as we explained about sovereignty, if you don't have sovereignty, you can't go into another country. And that's what Britain did. Britain doesn't have a sovereign government. It has a royal government, royal courts of justice, and a crown force. And that comes back to Henry VIII. He fell out with the Pope in Rome. Well, Roman Christians believe that only the Pope in Rome, Christ vicar on earth, can anoint a sovereign. And he fell out with the Pope and said he was equal to God, Dio Madro. And they don't have sovereignty since then. They have royalty, a royal government, royal courts of justice, and a crown force. And we brought that up to the European Parliament and that, to Michel Barnier and Jean-Claude Juncker and all those people. They were supposed to do something about Britain's sovereignty. Britain doesn't have sovereignty. Britain got into the common market at the time. Because General de Gaulle wouldn't allow Britain into Europe because they didn't have a sovereign government. If you have a sovereign government, you respect the other country's sovereignty. Yes. And that's why you go in. But if you haven't got it, you go in, and they went in with a crown force to plunder and rob the people. And that's what they did all over the world. And there's no use saying it any other way. They don't have sovereignty. It's royalty they have.
Yes.
And you don't have sovereignty. And that's it. And this thing of pretending you do or you might do and you don't do it. Their expansion of their empire. Now they did it. And there's a lot of great people in Britain. And, you know, they did a lot of other things that were very commendable. But as for sovereignty and the way they treated the Irish people, all that land was taken for Britain to expand their empire. The Crown forces have to be fed 365 days a year. They didn't have the food or the capacity even to grow that food. I mean, if you take Culloden estate alone, they just cleared all the Irish people off, and all that food was produced for their crown forces and for their people, and our people died of starvation. And if you take it from the east coast right across to the Shannon, that's the Pale.
Yes.
And the Pale, the Shannon was Conic Maguire's. It's Maguire's Fermanagh. It actually starts in Fermanagh, the River Shannon. And they denied that and kept denying that it doesn't, but it does. And that's why one of my ancestors, Conic Maguire's, your Maguire's, that's what they had from Fermanagh, Lough Erne, and the River Shannon to the estuary of the Atlantic in Limerick. Okay. And that was crucial because all those sailing ships coming up on the trade winds and that, they could come up and into Corrigar Falls on the River Shannon. And those bridges, that the swivel bridge there, that was granted to my family for trade. Mm-hmm. And that only gives you an idea how important it is, and it was. They couldn't trade without that. But, I mean, it's time that Britain came and told the truth to people and what they have suffered over the years. And I think that day it should be finished. And I was looking, just to keep on the sovereignty issue, I saw China... there at Hong Kong, and China has sovereignty over Hong Kong. Britain doesn't, and they're claiming, oh, they broke international agreement. They have it for 2050 or something or other. You know, but what about our country? A sovereign Dalian government by the will and wish of all the people on the 21st of January 1919 won by 73 seats out of 105, and they just wiped it apart.
Yes.
And we're suffering for that ever since, and they can do what they like. And I think it's time they stop doing what they like.
Billy, how do we get them to stop doing what they like? Because they're the controllers of the media. They're the de facto provisional government still. They're the ones that the people believe. They've got RTE, which I like to call Royal Television England. They have RTE spouting their propaganda.
You're absolutely correct in your assessment of that. That's what it is and always has been. And it's those people you read out there on the 21st of January, all our institutions were up and running.
Yeah.
Our sovereign dollar and government, it's still there. And that's what we do every year on the 21st of January. We keep that alive for the people in trust.
Mm-hmm.
And look, if you haven't got your... that provisional free state government, Dáil Éireann never sat in Leinster House. It's the Royal Oireachtas that sits in Leinster House. And you can read all about it because it's there for anybody who wants to do it. And only a sovereign government can anoint or can appoint. And that's what's crucial.
Yes.
And you see those judges, which I had wrote a letter to during the week. There's five constitutions in the Sovereign Republic of Éire.
Yes.
Sovereign Republic of Éire only has one sovereign constitution. The rest are imposed. Yes. Those other are hereby. You have the Free State Constitution that was imposed. You have De Valera's 37 constitution when he rejigged the sovereign constitution. And then you have the European constitution, you have the British constitution, which is all right. But the sovereign constitution is the first constitution we have here. That's still there. And you can read it out.
And imposed is a great word because they're imposters.
They are. That's exactly what they did. They imposed that to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions. Why are we paying for Britain's war debts and war pensions? They owe us all that money.
And believe me,
32-county mandate.
Believe me, Billy, on top of all that, who's that junkie cokehead we have in charge? Oh, yeah, Leo Varadkar. Leo Varadkar, an admitted coke user, is running our country, apparently, and he's now... seems to be in agreement that we will pay for the COVID debts of Europe.
But that's nothing to do with
Of course, that is
nothing to do with the sovereign dollar in government.
No.
The sovereign dollar in government doesn't have any debt and owes no money. How could it be? How could it? It was the 21st of January 1919. It was all up and going. It was all ready. And then on the 6th of December, King George V imposed all this on the Free State and set up. Leinster House was bought by Michael Collins and the Free State government to set up the Free State, and Britain didn't even have any money to set up the Free State. They robbed all that money from Friends of Irish Freedom, as is De Valera did to set up Fianna Fáil.
Yes.
And Fine Gael, Cumann na Gael. That's mm-hmm. where the money came out of. That's Irish and Fianna Republican Brotherhood, and yet we're airbrushed out of history. They don't want to know that. They won't admit that. They won't in Europe. But that's our tricolour flag. It's our sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann and 12 strings, AD and O'Domine. And it's our proclamation.
So what would it take, Billy? Billy, what would it take? Would it take a couple of thousand Irish men and women, patriots maybe?
Look, haven't we 70 million people worldwide?
We do.
And that's what we relied on. When we were doing that, we had 200,000 sworn-in IRB people in Britain alone. We had the support of Canada, America, Australia, Europe, France, Spain. We had all those countries backing us, and when that happened, we got our independence. That's how we got from the people. The people are sovereign. The people in Britain are not sovereign. They're subjects to the crown. And that's the difference. You cannot sit in Europe and without sovereignty. You have to have sovereignty. And that's what we have. You've just read out the sovereignty of the people, where their sovereignty is coming from. And that's what's crucial. We are not going to give the IRB, who owned that tricolour flag and owned that sovereign seal of Dáil Éireann and owned all the proclamation and sovereignty, are not going to give it to be desecrated by a free state imposed government, monarchist government, and in Europe, they are not going to desecrate. And you see it. You see those two five-string harps, which we're going to talk about now, which are over the four courts, and they're not properly aligned. I mean, that's a desecration.
Well, it is. It's terrible. And not only are they not aligned, they are also flying, a gold braided flag as well.
That is scandalous.
Yes.
That is a desecration. And you see Guinness is using the sovereign seal. The harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization. On a glass of Guinness to donate the height of a pint of Guinness. I mean, that is the biggest desecration of all. I don't mind them selling Guinness, but why did they have to do it in a flag, in a glass, and put the sovereignty of God that your ancestors carried from the Middle East right across to Europe and North Africa to Lochgarran, County Limerick, to place on the half stone, the sacred site? Mm-hmm. You know, the Hebrew people, and we're talking about it now, King sovereignty comes from King David, from the house of David. That's where it comes from. And I'm looking here at a page, and I have on the page, and this is what I've written a long time ago. It's a bit faint, but it's still there. And it's King David playing the harp. King David, I'm sure he was playing the harp. I think it's 15 strings. I can't really see it here for you. But the harp is the covenant between God and man with all the information for his planet Earth and our civilization. Those two five-stringed harps which we're talking about, you put your hands up in the air, were on the Ark of the Covenant. That's what your ancestors carried here to Lochlor in County Limerick. And they were, they've been desecrated and they've been taken up. The Roman Empire, they changed it to two angels, and that was Linda's farm, and they changed it to control the people. The Roman Empire was unfortunately against slavery, and that's why they changed it, and this slavery has to stop, and the slavery, and that's where it comes from. But all technology today, all mathematics, all science, and all astronomy comes from those two five-string tops. And your intellect and reason can understand that. How man learned to write, how man learned to count the abacus, you know, latitude, longitude. You know, how you weave your thought. Yes. All mathematics.
I think it is hard for people to get their heads round, Billy. And
it's not, because every child in the world can do it.
Ah, okay.
Because that's what your intellect is. And that's what you can
intellect
do.
And reason,
you put your two hands up in the air, your five fingers, and you put your thumb and your third finger. That's the harp sign on your left hand. Mm-hmm. You do the same thing on your right hand. That's the sun shape you've done. Then you put it up your right hand, the moon shape. And you do the same thing. You put your thumb on your third finger. And you put your right hand, those two, over your left hand. And that gives you the harp. That's the symbol of the harp. The wheel, the fellows, the wheel hammer. The wheel was given to mankind. The sun box, the sound box, mathematics, everything is on it. And how you do it, that's what the house of David, that's what King David was teaching, as well as playing the harp. I don't know whether he was playing the harp, but anyway, that's what he was teaching. But then you come to a great program they did, I think it's nearly a fortnight ago now.
Okay.
And it was BBC Four, is from what I heard. And it was
Fiona Bruce.
Fiona, what was her second name?
Fiona Bruce. Fiona Bruce.
Bruce.
Yes.
Fiona Bruce.
Yeah.
She did it on the Leonardo da Vinci painting of Salvador Mundi. I think it's the most expensive painting in the world. And you look at that, it's of Christ. And it is, he's holding the world in a global glass. Now, glass would have been, when he painted that, was very scarce and very unique. And you see what I've just told you, on his right hand, you see the symbol of, you know, the thumb over the third finger and the other two. that fee that's in his head, they're the harp signs. That's the blessing the Pope gives. And you see Christ, Saviour of the world, giving the blessing to people. And all that mathematics, all that science, she did one program. But she never mentioned what the symbol was. The symbol is the harp sign.
Right.
And the Hebrew people lost all that. And they have lost all that information. And they came here in the 40s. These would be what you call today Jewish people. And you look at the flag of Israel, and it has, you know, the star of David, which is, and those two, what I'm calling triangles, they're the harp signs that were on the Ark of the Covenant, which the Hebrew people lost. And they came here in the 40s and dug up Tara looking for them. We know what they are, but they're not allowed to know that information because they desecrated the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind. And that's what we go back to.
And how did they desecrate it, Billy? Did they took it to war? Is that it?
They took it to war. You never take the ark in those days. You never take the two signs, which are the harp signs, and they're the sovereign seals. That's Anno Domini. They were BC before Christ, and then they became Anno Domini. That we're talking about over the four courts here.
Yes.
We're talking about Loch Gur when Cromwell came over and his son-in-law, Ireton, they defaced all those stones with all that information of how man learns to write. How man, you know, the first string is the golden thread. The second is hieroglyphics. It's your measuring tape, your plumb line, your straight edge. You can build nothing without it. The top of the harp is the blueprint, how you build your boat. Your ship, it is the strings become the lats, and the keel of the ship is that curved side again that I said, which is also the fellows of the wheel, how you build your wheel, with the strings become the spokes, and the hub of the wheel for man to travel that can travel the world. Without all that information, we would have had no civilization, and we have it. And the sacred site that those people came to, that your ancestors came here 10,000 years ago, to Loch Gur and County Limerick. It was a wet site, of course, in those days. You had to come into it by boat. But there's the largest stone circle. That's Old Grange. And you have Carrigal, the little hill, at the other side of the lake. And there's two stone circles on that. And if you put your two fingers up again in the form of the V, which I just told you,
yes,
that and stand at the harp stone, those two V's, exactly the same shape as your two fingers, are laid out in those two stone circles.
Okay.
And that's all the information that the Hebrew people, that the Jewish people came, they wanted all that information. They didn't get it at the time in the 40s. But I'm sure after that wonderful program that BBC did, BBC Four did, and Fiona Bruce did, I mean, she really did a wonderful presentation. But I was very disappointed that she didn't mention what was the symbol of that, of the harp sign.
Yeah. Maybe she didn't know, Billy.
I think that's what happened. But I mean, Stonehenge and all that is the key to all those. And I've asked them so many times, all those people, those great intellects and everything, they don't know what it is. And I think it's shocking to think that in this day and age, when the world is in terribly troubled, we blame that COVID-19. You know, that's, if you read the Bible and read all of that, you know, the sovereignty of God and the sovereignty of mankind, and you know, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yes.
It's certainly not being done as it is in heaven.
Well said.
It's been desecrated, and I think it's shocking to think that all over our history of mankind is written in the Bibles. Has been desecrated and is being desecrated.
Absolutely.
You know, we're more into drugs and awful crimes and everything else.
Well, I think
we have a wonderful world.
Billy, I think that the global psychopathic, satanic elite have been trying to keep power and have been suppressing pure, free information for the last 3 to 10,000 years. And
I think you're right.
Yes, and Ireland, it's Ireland is suppressed.
You're proven now that that is correct. You know,
yeah.
That is what's happened. And I think it's very sad when we have, and of all countries, and you look at the crown of England, and you look at their coat of arms, and as you know, on the 16th of March 2017, when Queen Elizabeth, under the United Kingdom of Great Britain, Ireland, and Scotland, she signed Brexit Article 50, and abdicated any claim she had on the Free State or on the Sovereign Republic of Ireland, and took Ireland out of the EU. You know, that's how they got into the EU. You have to have sovereignty to get into the EU,
yeah.
And they don't have it. It's royalty they have, and they're pretending that royalty is sovereignty.
It's a fraud.
Sovereignty
yeah.
is pomp and ceremony going round, and you're coaching for and you're saluting all the your subjects. No, sovereignty comes from God. That's the difference between the two. And that, if you read that, you've just read out the proclamation. That's why it's so important to read the proclamation.
You okay, Billy?
Sorry, Sean.
That's
excuse
okay.
me.
That's okay. You're excused.
To read the proclamation, and you see God and our sovereignty. It's people are embarrassed even to talk about God today, or even mention God that you're going to be struck down. But no man or woman understands God. You just don't. It's not in your intellect or to do it. But you can understand the two five-stringed harps.
Right.
That's what Christianity. But it's Celtic Christianity. It's old core, BC. That's what was given to mankind, that you can build your civilization. You know, we said the harp is the covenant between God and man for his planet Earth and our civilization. We have to build our own civilization. But we must do it under those two five-stringed harps. And everything, all mathematics, all science, all astronomy, all technology, all everything we have today in the world comes from that, because it's your intellect and your reason and your five senses. It's how you understand it, and how you understand the sun and the moon as your ancestors did. And the sun, the rays of the sun, is what grows all our food, and the moonship is what controls all the cycles of life and all the tides. And if you ever stand or ever have the pleasure to go to Loch Gur, and I know the lady who bought Loch Gur, she's and she is very anxious and keen that all this information will be out there again.
Good.
You know, it's wonderful that we actually have it, and we could share this with the whole world. And the likes of the Free State government won't allow it to be out there. And there was a wonderful map on the main road. Loch Gur is between, we'll say, Ballymeaty and Rough or Kilmarnock, that area. And you go out, and it's on the main road, the stone circle, and there's a whole, you know, park in there. It's wonderful. There was a wonderful map on the road that you could see Carrigal, the hill I'm talking about, at the other side of the lake.
Yeah.
And you could do it with your two fingers, and you could do the mathematics and measurements right back to the harp stone. Now, you know, there's two stories about that harp stone where the harp sits on.
Okay.
Anyway, it's all up in Billy McGuire. So we did it for you. And
it is, but we don't mind you telling the stories, Billy, you know.
Sorry?
We don't mind you telling the stories.
No, but it's important for people to know.
Yes.
That's all we do, the IRB. We just tell people where your sovereignty comes from. Well, it comes from the House of David. It comes from King David playing the harp. And, of course, it isn't playing the harp. It's telling you this is how you create mathematics, science, astronomy, how you weave your cloth, but you don't take it to war. It's for the welfare of the people. People are sovereign.
Yes.
And that's why. And it gives mathematics, all mathematics, as I said, there's an equation on it that you can do when you know that of how much food people need.
Right.
How many people for the planet Earth, and how many people can live in peace. It's all on that. And yes, we have it, and we're not about to know anything about it. I bought, as you know, my farm in Connemara to do all that and to restore the Ohm alphabet, and to
yes.
do all that. And I wasn't allowed to do it. I was stopped.
Well, and who stopped you?
The The Free State government wouldn't allow me. I'm not allowed even to live in my land up there. I'm not allowed to have an animal on it. I'm not allowed to plant a tree in it because it's sod of turf. I'm not allowed to have anything on it. And Michael D. Higgins was the one who did it. I mean, what a hypocrite.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is scandalous. And there's, all Sheila de Valera, another one. They blocked it.
Mm.
And
but can't you stand in your sovereignty and do whatever you want? Because, I mean, they're the charlatans, they're the liars.
I'm telling people, you are sovereign, you have the right to do it. And Eamon O'Keefe doesn't think so, because he was also Michael D. and Eamon O'Keefe and Sheila de Valera, they were the local TDs. But they under no circumstances, they designated all my land, ASI, NHA, SAC, the way I couldn't do anything with the land. And I'm still not able to do it. I have land, and it's also is growing weeds. I'm not allowed even to keep an animal or farm my land.
How can we help you fight that, Billy? Because I didn't. That's the first time I've ever heard of this.
I'm not asking anyone to get involved in that. It's just a tragedy, really. But I'm only showing you what people are up against.
Well, I think you should stand up.
Not going to be told the truth, and if you're not going to be told that the sovereign dollar and government doesn't owe any money and has no and has no debt, and they're going to get you to vote for them, and they put down this debt on you, and they get a percentage, and they don't have to. They can go. The judge inside in court. You go into court, and you have to take an oath. The judge sitting up on the bench doesn't have to take any oath. You know it is wrong. That is wrong, and over in Europe, using our tricolour flag and our sovereign seals, and that we're not going to give it to them now. We're going to tell them, look, clear off. We're going to get together with China, and you like of Jamaica, and all those other countries that Britain exploited. All those what I read out to you there on the Commonwealth, that's to pay for Britain. That's where they're getting all their money from. Why should people be paying for them? It is an absolute scandal and disgrace.
It is.
And people shouldn't do it. We should have a new... COVID might be a disaster, but at least it sorts out that. Dáil Éireann was a 32-county mandate by the people of all the 32 counties. And it was just on the 6th of December, it was just airbrushed out by King George V to pay for his war. And they're still paying for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that is an absolute scandal.
Yes.
And if that's what people are going to do, well, then they don't deserve to be sovereign. And they don't deserve to have a tricolour flag or a sovereign seals or hops or anything of the history we have and letting it die and couldn't be bothered. Sovereignty, you either have it or you don't have it. It's not like a constitution. You can change a constitution. But Britain doesn't have that. They got rid of that and they went off to war, and that's what they did to expand their territory.
Yeah.
And now everybody's in trouble.
It is shocking. Can you tell me, Billy, about the letter that you said that you sent recently to Mr. Justice Charles Meenan?
I can read it out to you. Hold on.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
One second.
I think it's about the High Court challenge. I'm just making sure.
Well, on the Irish Times, this letter appeared.
Okay.
There wasn't a letter. On the Irish Times of the Thursday, the 14th of May, 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it said this on the Irish Times on page 6, Home News, High Court dismisses challenge to COVID-19 laws by Waters and...
Doherty.
Oh, Doherty, yeah. And I read this letter and but what really got me was that, and I wrote to the Honourable Mr. Justice Charles Meehan, SC, Senior Counsel, High Court, Four Courts, Inskeen, Dublin 7, High Court challenge in inverted commas.
Mm-hmm.
And I have inverted commas, this is what it was on the paper, what his judgment. There was no question but the Dáil and Senate that considered and passed the laws were validly constituted. Closed the inverted commas.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the Irish Times, Thursday, May the 14th, 2020. Now, I couldn't believe what I read, because I said to the judge, Dear Justice Meehan, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, IRB, would like you, Mr. Justice Meehan, to clarify in your High Court judgment what constitution are you referring to? There are five constitutions in the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire, established in the 1918 32-county All-Ireland election by the will and wishes of all the sovereign people - citizens of Éire. The IRB won 73 seats out of 105 seats on the 28th of December 1918. That mandate was ratified on the 21st of the 1st, 1919, in the Mansion House, Dublin, and GHQ Vaughan's Hotel, Dublin, by the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government and the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Courts, four courts, and under that is Vaughan's Hotel papers. What oath of allegiance are you, Mr. Justice Meehan, giving to the state, the Sovereign Republic of Éire? Question mark.
Yes.
Or is it to the free state that was imposed under the threat of immediate and terrible war, illegally and fraudulently, by King George V of England and his heirs on the 6th of December 1921 to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions, and in bracket Article 5 and a question mark, signed and sealed on this day, the 20th of May, Anno Domini, 2020, under the sovereign seal of the Sovereign Republic of Éire, William James Maguire, President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, IRB, in brackets, President of the Sovereign Republic of Éire, President of the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Government, President of the Sovereign Dáil Éireann Courts, four courts, and it's signed and sealed, and I included the IRB card as well.
Yes.
So that's now it.
So, hello? Did you have a a reply? Or it's very soon, I suppose.
No, I didn't. Yeah. That was, he got it. I was registered, and he got it on Friday. Yeah. So I wouldn't have a reply. Anyway, they never do reply. I mean, I write all those letters to Leo Bradford. He just ignores the IRB. There. And that comes back from De Valera. And yes. I told you that story about Atkinson. We had a meal also in Croom and a bakery, Croomman's Bakery. And we would have been the big employers in that area.
Mm.
And Gubbins just lived up in Bruree. They were the big landlords in Bruree. And Atkinson was in Ballingarry and Glenmullion. And Atkinson, you know, they were, I knew them pretty well. And yeah. Because the hunt was always there, and as a young fellow, was always on my pony hunting, and I was always welcome in that place. And he was friendly with my father, because we all had to do business with each other. But Atkinson told my father that the reason De Valera wasn't executed was, he was used. He reclaimed him as his son, and he said that that's the price he had to pay for not being executed, was to destroy and get rid of the IRB.
Wow.
And the whole purpose of that was because we hold the sovereignty and legitimacy of the state. And if you read the proclamation, and that's why. And when he went to America that time, De Valera, he was invited and brought out by the IRB and the Fenian Brotherhood. The Fenian Brotherhood, by the way, is John O'Mahony in Doherty's in York. We're all on St. Patrick's Day, 1858. That's why we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
And James Stevens down in 16 Lambert Street and John O'Mahony in Doherty's in York. They were great people. And you should read those books. I mean, those books are well worth reading. I mean, both James Stevens walked 3,000 miles around Ireland to set up the IRB. You know, they come down from the Land League and Young Ironers and all those, you know, they were all involved in that. And De Valera, when he was brought out to America, Woodrow Wilson nearly had his heart. I mean, you were talking about, you know, crowds of people supporting. He brought out to celebrate our independence and that. And he saw what was going on, that all these 25,000 people at some of these rallies and that.
Yes.
And wonderful celebrations. And he hijacked the whole thing for himself. And to set up Fianna Fáil. I mean, that's a scandal. And Cumann na Gael then set up Fianna Gael. And they took the money that Friends of Irish Freedom had collected for our sovereignty, you know, to do it, and Britain took it to set up the Free State. I think that is absolutely scandalous, and it's time that people were told the truth here. The sad situation is, with the Free State government, they refused to take an oath of allegiance, and we've just discussed all that. They only take a declaration. That means they get their salaries, their pensions, and their expenses, and they don't have to be accountable to the sovereign Irish people. The reason you see that letter up on the website is that the IRB are accountable to the sovereign Irish people and to the sovereign Dáil-Éireann government, the sovereign Dáil-Éireann courts, and as a state.
Yes,
and they
yes.
can get away. And judges, you have to go into court and you have to give an oath. And the judge sitting up on the bench doesn't have to give any oath.
No, it's crazy.
You know, and those politicians, all they're doing is collecting their salaries and pensions, and you have no say in it. They're not accountable to you. And that is wrong. Dáil-Éireann is a 32-county mandate, and we read out then, if you read out those other letters, you can read out what I wrote to Boris Johnson and told him, and he had to change it down, because they don't have sovereignty either.
No.
You know, we're in a scandalous situation. And the world is falling apart when, look, people are sovereign and should act properly and look after planet Earth and his civilization. And instead of destroying everything, there's enough for everybody, but there's not enough for greed.
No.
You know,
no.
There's enough for everybody's need, and there is. But we have a huge population that I don't think the world can sustain, and I think it's going to. We talked about the Roman Empire setting up slavery. We talked about Britain setting up slavery. We talked about the slavery in Jamaica for the sugar and for all the molasses and all that.
Mm.
What are they going to set up now with COVID coming out? You know, it is scandalous to even think about it.
It is. I mean, we're dealing with psychopaths. I mean, these people, you know, wouldn't care about, you know, a whole country living in famine while they robbed them of the fully self-sustainable food and produce that they were creating. So, you know, they then we had a Dáil that was ratified by the Irish people, and they just spat on it and shat on it and killed people because of it. And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, but the Dáil, this Dáil-Éireann that set up on the 21st of January 19 by the will and wish. Leinster House was imposed by King George V to pay for Britain's war debts and war pensions.
Mm.
And you're still paying that off when you have no hand, act, or part in that debt. And why are you doing it?
Mm.
And why don't you just tell your politician? I mean, it's a con job, the whole thing, and it's shocking
it
to
really
see it.
Is.
It's a racket.
I pray for the day, Billy, that everybody in Ireland, man, woman and child, knows their history, knows what you've been talking about for so many years.
They don't know their history.
No.
And they're ashamed of it, and they run away. If I mention anything, and as you know, I'm threatened all the time. I mean, severely threatened. I was severely threatened there in March. That I would be executed and all this sort of stuff, you know.
Really?
But anyway, very serious. But, the IRB of all this, just give it to them. They look after it. Yeah, that's how you got your independence. It took all that length of time.
Mm.
It took, the Irish volunteers and your ancestors, they suffered for that. You know, they went out in terrible hardship.
Yes.
For you, and to give you a sovereign Dáil-Éireann sovereign education, you know, you'd have a proper work. And we have never been so well off. But there's no respect for it.
No.
And people don't even want to know or care where they came from or anything about their history. You know, to see the two five-string tarps that represented on the forecourts being desecrated by the most intellectual judges in the country. And I've been for years trying to get them to respect them. All you have to do is respect them.
Yes.
And turn them, put them up properly. One is the sonship, and the other, surely the God is not going to be a big problem to do that. You have the Leinster House. Dáil-Éireann never sat in Leinster House. Dáil-Éireann sat in the Mansion House.
Yes.
That's what it was.
Yes. Yes.
And you've been there many times. And yet we're not allowed inside the Dáil.
No.
The IRB.
No, it's crazy.
We have about five different people to take it from. Steal it from us, and we're not going to give it to anybody. You know, we hold it in trust for the people. It's the people have to come together.
Well,
if you want to have
let's hope that the people benefit in the future and that this information does get out as much as possible and that we do educate our children.
We're the wealthiest country in Europe. We go right to America, right to the shores of America, because it was the Irish, Scots-Irish, and Viking people that brought sovereignty to America and Canada.
Yes.
And that's why we are, and we should respect that. And we have the largest territory in Europe and the most valuable. And why aren't we doing it? And why isn't Europe? They don't even allow God to be mentioned in any document anymore. That's the desecration of what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, no man or woman understands God, but you can understand the 2-5-string charter on the Ark of the Covenant, which was carried right across from the Middle East, right across to Europe and North Africa, to Loch Goran, County Limerick. That was the sacred site. You have great sites in Britain. You have all that in France. You have all over
the world, yeah.
You know, Stonehenge. Look at Stonehenge. And you'll never hear them mentioning the Ark. That program the other night was a brilliant program, showing you all about how Leonardo da Vinci, how he could understand light and shade and reading backwards, and of course put the sovereign seal up to the mirror and you see the harp at the psaltery. All that, he could understand all that information. And all the mathematics, all the science, everything else, that's there for us. And all we seem to do is abuse it and corrupt it. And to see Guinness is putting the harp on top of the glass desecrate it, you know. I mean, there has to be some punishment for that.
Well, let's hope there is, Billy. Billy, we've come to the end of an hour, and I think it's, with all the technical difficulties, it took us a couple of hours, didn't it? But
Well, we love talking to each other, Sean, and thank you so much. And, and you've always been there, and you understand, you know, what the GPO 1916, and you understand the 21st of January in the Mansion House where Dollar and what those efforts of those people. And we haven't forgotten the Irish Volunteers and the great, you know, sacrifice that they made for us. And we thank them for that, and that's what we do.
Absolutely.
I'd like to thank all the listeners, and if they were, and they should stand up, and we don't owe any money. The Sovereign Republic of Ireland is the free state that was imposed by King George V that owes the money and owes COVID-19 and all that, whereas we don't owe anything. So
exactly.
I don't know why you want to pay it.
Billy Maguire.
Thank you.
Billy Maguire, President of the Irish Republican Brotherhood, thank you so much for coming back on Out of the Bag.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.